I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. One vote down on Syria, a few more to go. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee today approved a resolution authorizing the use of military force in Syria. That paves the way for a vote by the full Senate, possibly next week. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry was on the House side of Congress. He and other top administration officials continued to make their case for a military strike against the Syrian government. They told lawmakers that now is not the time for armchair isolationism, and that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his regime must be held accountable for using chemical weapons against their own people. President Obama also weighed in from Sweden. He flew there on his way to the G20 summit in Russia tomorrow. Here's more on that from The World's Matthew Bell.
Standing at a podium next to the Swedish Prime Minister, President Obama gave his most extensive comments yet on the case for attacking Syria. He praised the team of United Nations weapons inspectors, led by a Swede who just returned from Syria. He said they're doing important work and there's more to find out, but the intelligence already paints a clear picture.
Keep in mind, I'm somebody who opposed the war in Iraq and am not interested in repeating mistakes of us basing decisions on faulty intelligence. But having done a thoroughgoing evaluation of the information that is currently available, I can say with high confidence, chemical weapons were used.
And they were used, Obama said, by the Assad government.
The opposition doesn't have the capability to deliver weapons on this scale. These weapons are in Assad's possession. We have intercepts indicating people in the chain of command both before and after the attacks with knowledge of these attacks. We can show that the rockets that delivered these chemical weapons went from areas controlled by Assad into these areas where the opposition was lodged. And the accumulation of evidence gives us high confidence that Assad carried this out. And so the question is, after we've gone through all this, are we going to try to find a reason not to act?
Obama said he's seeking action in Syria that's limited in time and scope, that's aimed at degrading Assad's capabilities and deterring him from using chemical weapons again. And he said U.S. action would not resolve the underlying problems in Syria's civil war. The president talked about the red line he drew for Assad 1 year ago and said it was not plucked from thin air. It represents the consensus of humanity, he said. So what's at stake here is the credibility of the international community and of Congress.
I do not believe that I was required to take this to Congress, but I did not take this to Congress just because it's an empty exercise. I think it's important to have Congress's support on it.
Above all, Obama cast his argument in moral terms. He said what's happening in Syria is not an imminent threat to the national security of America, but it is a danger to all of humanity.
At what point do we say we need to confront actions that are violating our common humanity?
Obama said the people of Europe certainly understand what happens when the international community fails to act. On the eve of the Jewish New Year, the president visited the Great Synagogue of Stockholm today, where he honored Raoul Wallenberg. Wallenberg's a Swedish diplomat who took action during World War II and saved the lives of tens of thousands of Jews from the Nazis. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.